1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Cree is on the line. Good morning, Cree.
Morning, Jamie.
Cree, we've got so much happening with Stratford Perth Humane Society. It's certainly being a busy summer. Now, we didn't chat till last week. How's summer camp going so far?
Camp has been awesome so far. We started on Monday of last week, and last week, almost all of our kids were returning campers, which is so exciting. We're really, really excited to have such an awesome summer with everyone.
Oh, that's so you survived the first week of summer camp.
Yes, we did. I have an awesome staff that are so great at what they do, and we have really great kids. So all in all, it was honestly an awesome way to start this summer.
Now, I guess on that note, are there any spots available? I know it's pretty much booked up.
Yes, so we have, I think, a total of 11 spots. There's a couple weeks in the middle where there's a few slots open. Otherwise, we're fully sold out for the summer, and we do expect those spots to go, especially now that camp has started. So if you are looking for an activity for your kid to do for the week, I'm biased, but it's lots of fun. We have awesome presenters that come in and bring all different sorts of animals. We do some field trips, get to spend some time with the shelter animals, and then of course do like games and crafts and all the fun summer camp things. So definitely check it out and sign up while you still can at kwsphumane.ca.
And in the meantime, I guess it's time to get out the teddy bears once again.
It is. We've got another teddy bear clinic coming up in Stratford on the 26th of July, which is a Saturday, so a couple weekends from now. So again, kids can bring their stuffed animal and a guardian. There's different stations that are set up in our education room. They get to make a little microchip tag for their teddy, do some grooming, do some physical exam stuff, and then go on a scavenger hunt. And then, of course, they'll get to see some of the shelter animals we have as well. It's a really fun thing for the kids, nice like educational bit, but also lots of fun for them. So we would love to see you there. Again, all the information and signups can be found on our website, kwsphumane.ca.
And there's more yoga with the animal sessions as well?
Yep, that's right. We've got our yoga sessions coming up in a couple of weeks, the 20th and then the 24th of July. So Jackie, our awesome instructor, has been providing yoga for us for years now at this point. So she comes in and does a really great class, and then we also bring in some shelter animals too. So typically cats and kittens, we've got lots of those right now. It's definitely our busy time for kittens. So you get to spend some time with them, and a really fun way to support the Humane Society and get to spend some time with some cute little fur babies too.
Okay, and Cree, we've chatted about this earlier, but you've got some great news on the Raise the Roof, or I guess you could say Raise the Woof campaign.
That's right. Yeah, we're so happy and grateful to say that the goal that we set of $10,000 for that campaign has been met and exceeded by a bit at this point, which is awesome. We had the really nasty snowstorm in the winter. Snow from our roof fell off of the roof onto the like dog run roofs and collapsed it. And we fixed it quickly so that the dogs could still have access to the outside. But then we were left about $10,000 short that insurance wouldn't cover. So as always, the community of Stratford stepped up and really helped us out. And we're so grateful for that.
That's terrific. Great news for that. And again, boy, every time, Cree, when our community, we always step up. And great job on the video that really put the whole thing into perspective.
Thank you.
Well done on that. And of course, we have the band back together, reunited. They are now kicked off their tour. I think their first show is in Cardiff, Wales.
Cardiff.
They will be coming to Toronto. We're talking about Oasis, Cree.
Yes. I don't know if you've been watching any of it, Jamie, but I've been watching tons of footage. I think they sound so good. The crowds look amazing. It made me like so excited for whoever gets to win these tickets to the Toronto show. So again, you win two tickets to the sold-out show for Oasis in August, and then, of course, the 50-50 pool as well. It's such an awesome prize. It's a really great way to support us, and whether you are an Oasis fan or you're hoping for the 50-50, either way, there's something for everyone. So tickets are still on sale and will be for a little while longer. You can find how to purchase those out, again, at kwsphumane.ca.
And I think the last I checked, the jackpot was at $12,000, and at this point, you would take home half of that. But I think certainly now that this tour has started, I think these tickets are really going to be moving now.
Yeah, I think so too, especially like I said, seeing how good they're sounding. I know, who knows? It had been such a long time, so I think that people are going to be so excited to try and get to see it.
Well, you could be there if you are the winner. Again, kwsphumane.ca is the website for all of the details. Creed Toner, Creed, thanks so much, and enjoy summer camp.
Thank you, Jamie. I will.